the weekend.
I don't know this weekend yet, but it's the beginning of it. It's the beginning of it.
Really close. I can feel it. Woo! Hell yeah.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7 coming up today. I don't know if you saw the, I don't know how old they were. Mm. Female band playing in the L.A. Public Library.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
They looked, I don't know, 12?
Oh, yeah. And they were rockers?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And maybe they were teens.
Yeah, yeah.
And they rocked.
Nice.
And it's unbelievable. So I brought an audio of that today.
Oh, cool.
Tom Morello tweeted, "This is the song of the day."
Oh, nice. You know, man, the kids are really discovering the rock and
they
roll.
They really are.
It really has come back.
I was surprised because I saw them and they look young and I thought, well, they're not going to rock.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's going to be pop or something else. And I was way wrong.
Nice. So they just like it loud, man.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
There's a lot of frustration out there and you can get it out through rock. So that makes sense.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that are no longer needed. We already discussed this once in the car horn. I mean, the alarm, car alarm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Burp,
worthless.
Burp,
worthless.
Burp.
There was one going off in a grocery store the other day, and I looked at it, and it was just going off, and I was just super annoyed.
Yeah.
So why do they come with those?
Yeah.
No one thinks somebody's car's getting broken
no
into.
No one's going to go and say, oh, my goodness, let me help you and make sure this doesn't get stolen.
It just doesn't work
friend?
That way. So it's a waste.
Turn it off.
I got something else like that we need to add to the list.
Okay, good.
There was a woman who had 47 rats in her hotel room.
Oh!
I'm sorry. Sorry. That was a misstep.
Yeah.
Misspeak. 47 rabbits.
Oh, rabbits.
Very different.
Yeah.
Very different
than
rats.
Get out of the room quick. Rabbits. Wow. This is the day
she started with two. How could you predict
that's
that?
That's how it works. So it was about an hour later, something like that? Damn.
Today, between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest.
Hell yeah. Nothing but party music, man.
Which we love that. It's all based on your requests. And we have $1,500.
Sweet.
For our 1 second of nonstop
Rock. It's a tough one, too. You really need to listen closely.
It is really difficult.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's before 4 o'clock. You get a chance at $1,500 on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, Jack?
The Linda Lindas.
The Linda Lindas.
I was not aware of.
That is a great name.
Until our program director sent me this and said, I know you'll love this. And it's four girls, Lucia, Gayla, I think, Eloise, and Mila. And I thought they were early teens, maybe. The only thing reference that I can find is that they can't vote yet.
So, oh, okay. So got to be under 18.
Yes.
Right.
But they're a punk band.
Nice.
And the people who tweeted it out was the place where they did a show, the L.A. Public Library.
That's a weird place to put on a punk show, but it is 2021. So.
I would. The only thing they're missing is a woman walking across going, shh. But she explains what a personal experience from the lead singer that happened in school.
Right.
And then she wrote the song called Racist Sexist Boys.
Good name.
Check it out.
All right.
A little while before we went into lockdown, a boy in my class came up to me and said that his dad told him to stay away from Chinese people. After I told him that I was Chinese, he backed away from me. Eloise and I wrote the song based on that experience.
So this is about him and all the other racist, sexist boys in this world.
One, two, three, four!
Sings. Back to the lead singer. Require punk music.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? Same topics require it.
Yep.
And they're angry.
Yeah.
Alter! Block it! Refresh!
is amazing. I mean, how many audition tapes and stuff you've gotten over the years, and that beats the hell out of her right
by
there.
By far, yes. And you have to watch the video, too, because you can see her when she's yelling. Uh-huh. She's like got veins in her neck, and nice. She's screaming at the top. You're a race! It's awesome.
Immediately, I'm put in mind of Scott Pilgrim. Sex Bob-omb. We are Sex Bob-omb! We're here to make you sad and think about stuff. It's awesome.
Tom Morello tweeted, this is the song of the day, and reposted it.
Oh, Tom, nice. So, good looking out, man.
That's the Linda Lindas.
Linda Lindas. And yeah, I'm hearing a little Plasmatics in there. I'm hearing some Dweezil Zappa, some of his early band
and
stuff.
And they're under 18.
Yes. They rock.
Isn't that great?
That's solid, man. That is good stuff. Right on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And so it went. Tom Morello helping out the Pretty Reckless. Tom Morello shouted out the Linda Lindas.
Yep.
How crazy is that? You're a baby band. You're just getting started. And that guy's like, hey, that's some pretty good stuff.
Hey, that's a good song.
Yeah, retweet it.
That is crazy.
Damn.
We were having a conversation a little bit earlier about things that are around and accepted as part of our lives that are no longer needed.
Yeah, they need to go.
One is the car alarm.
Yes. No more.
Because if there's a car alarm, you get annoyed at the person whose car it is.
Big time.
You never once think, oh, somebody's breaking in. I should go help.
I'm going to do something about that.
Nobody thinks that.
Chase off those criminals.
But I would guess every car that they sell now has that feature.
Yeah, I think you can just turn it off. Yeah. I mean, mine has one, but it's never gone off because it's so set so low. I mean, you have to jump on the hood and, you know, if that's what you're going to do. Yeah, what?
What's your license? And the other thing, besides the car alarm, that I just realized, because I'm a child when it comes to the way I dress. So
I wear shorts every day. Everybody in radio is.
I wear shorts every day.
Right. True.
T-shirts every day.
Grown men who wear shorts to work.
Right. But so I've made a life out of trying to find the least, like fake dress shoes. So they're really comfortable.
Sure, no.
But
exactly.
They look like dress shoes.
Yes.
So I've made a deal out of that.
Well
and
done.
Here's what I found out.
Mm-hmm.
If you wear a T-shirt, it's just a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a pocket...
It's fancy.
It's fancy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Some.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually true. Where if
true.
I wore a T-shirt without a pocket, they would say it's T-shirt. Go put something on with a pocket.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever in your lifetime... ever used a pocket?
That pocket in front of your teeth? No,
ever.
It's not possible.
Never, ever.
No. What are you going to put in there?
There's nothing
that's going to fit.
I don't know.
Yeah, like the pocket protectors from back in the day for pens, you know.
I guess, you could make fun of people from the 70s that are still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do they put pockets on shirts?
What can you put in there?
Even
condom.
When you dress up, even like a long... No, you don't put a condom in your shirt pocket.
No, you really just announce why you're at the club tonight. I have a shirt on with a pocket, so it's fancy.
I just tape it to my forehead. No, but I don't understand. I really, truly don't understand that.
I don't understand
why they put pockets on shirts. I've never seen...
To be fancy, I guess.
But I've never seen anyone else use it.
No.
How is it fancy?
What's it for?
How does it...
I don't know.
Pocket
make
it fancy?
Yeah.
Absurd. So car alarms.
Yep. Need
shirts
to go.
With pockets.
Need to go. Burn them all. Let's get all the cars that have alarms that go off a lot and then set them on fire and then start throwing the T-shirts in that have pockets.
That is a great
Hell
idea.
Of a bonfire
I can't
on the
see
beach.
Anything wrong with that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $1,500 for you.
Non-stop rock for one full second. We're going to play a full second.
Although this one doesn't sound like it, but
really
I guarantee
doesn't.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult one, so you're going to have to turn up your radio.
And I just turned up the volume on the board here. Full blast, as loud as it can get. So take a close listen to it, and if you can tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and you'd be caller 13 818-955 KLOS, that $1,500 is yours.
That's a way to start off a weekend.
Hell yeah. All right, you ready? Listen closely. There it is. You think you know what it is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, you're caller 13.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't talked to you guys in like 2 weeks, so I thought I should call and give it another shot.
Hey, right. Why not? You know?
A third try.
Yeah, somebody's got to walk away with this money.
No, the fifth try today.
Fifth try,
my bad.
Are you kidding? Wow, you had really good luck. Or bad luck, I guess, because you haven't won.
Yeah.
All right, do you think you know what this is?
Absolutely not.
Okay, great. We're going to play it for you one more time.
Okay.
We'll play it as loud as we can, but it's difficult to hear. So here you go.
And it is. And then help, thank you for ratcheting up the money if you don't get it. It's very thoughtful.
Absolutely.
All right, name and artist. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Is it?
Please get it.
No, I know I won't. It's a Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, Amy.
Amy, we'll go punch Stu in the face. He's the one who makes these, so we'll go hit him in the face because he's wasted five times for you.
Hey, call next hour because it'll be worth $2,000 next hour, so call then.
Yeah, good luck, Amy.
I will keep trying.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon
from
5 to 7.
Yeah, party.
We do our all request fest.
Nothing but loud stuff. It doesn't matter if it doesn't really fit the format or what you're supposed to hear on KLOS. If it's a party song you want to hear it, we'll do it.
Correct.
Why not?
From 5 to 7.
Yep.
What were you going to ask me?
Do you ever have a relative that used to say Hell's Bells?
And no.
Grandma used to say, oh, Hell's Bells! Yeah, she was great, man. She was crazy. She was a total
crazy
poker player.
Crazy is the best.
Yeah, and she was like, well, Hell's Bells! You kids, go outside. We're going to play some poker.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool. This story's out of Schaumburg in Illinois, which is near Chicago. 47 rabbits were rescued from an extended stay hotel in suburban Schaumburg.
Oh, man. And an extended stay hotel. Well, what must that sound like next door? Like if you were living next door, you were spending the night, you know, and you're hearing...
That would probably be annoying.
Yeah. How many? 47?
47 rabbits.
Wow.
Animal Control says a woman was living there with her pets. The unidentified hotel stopped providing room cleaning service. Last March.
Oh, last March.
Because of COVID.
Oh, man.
So she's already there, I assume.
Yep.
And there's no cleaning. If you see the room, it looks like a tornado has just destroyed the place.
I would think a poop tornado, too.
Probably.
Oh, man.
Probably, yes.
Wow.
The rabbits weren't discovered until this past weekend.
Poor bunnies.
Red Door Animal Shelter of Chicago got involved after the organization was convinced the woman, they had to convince her to give up the 47 bunnies.
I think you got a few too many, ma'am. How about just 30?
Here's how it goes. The woman started with 3 rabbits, 1 neutered, and then got a male and female rabbit in the hotel.
Well, here you go. You're going to get her done quick.
In 15 months, there were 47 rabbits.
Wow. I mean, that's no joke then.
I mean, it is sort of the kind of thing... behavior that you expect from rabbits.
Sure, right? You know?
That's what they do.
I mean, that's why Playboy picked it up. They're like...
But why would she have one neutered and then...
And then once...
Bring in a male and female.
Yeah, and once they're procreating, why would you continue that?
I can't imagine.
You know what? I need to give these bunnies. There's clearly plenty of people that'll take the bunnies and
well, that's what they're trying to do is find places.
Wow.
All right, so we want your phone calls of how many... animals you had at the same time.
Oh.
However, we don't want any abusive situations like this woman.
Right.
Where you can't take care of them and it's a disaster.
Right.
And
well, or maybe you were like, wait a minute, I guess I shouldn't have 47 bunnies. And
okay.
Yeah, you know.
Just as, that's just as good.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. But how many of you ever had at one time?
3 dogs.
That's nothing. Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. I lived in a place one time we had, it was a house, it was a 3-bedroom house, and it was a bunch of us sort of taken over. It was someone's whatever.
How many people?
8.
Okay, that makes a difference. All right.
And we had, I'm going to say like 6 or 7 dogs running around. Nobody was dealing with them.
Oh, that sucks.
It was poop everywhere. I mean, I was cleaning up for the longest time and finally like, I need to leave this place. I can't take it.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. But
that seems absurd.
It was bad.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
That is how you do new rock right there. Cheap Trick. And that is Light Up a Fire on 95.5 KLOS.
47 rabbits were rescued from an extended stay hotel. 47 rabbits. What a disaster. So we're talking to you about you had how many pets at the same time? KLOS, hello.
I had 17 aquariums in my room filled with like geckos and walking sticks and scorpions and monitors. The coolest thing ever was is when I actually had this huge Nile monitor, I stuck him in an aquarium. And all my friends used to come over. We used to stick rats in the cage and watch that monitor go to town. It had to run up against the cage and the blood would go everywhere.
All right, great. That's a good story. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Love you guys. How's
Thank
your day
you.
Going?
Thanks. Going very well. Thank you. Highest number of pets you had?
14 fish in 4 different tanks, a 40-gallon, 2 20-gallons, and a 10-gallon.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's what I thought the last guy was going to say, all the aquarium. I love tons of fish.
It does seem like the amount of time that it takes to take care of them is negligible.
Yeah, that's got
to...
No, it's a lot, actually.
Is it?
Yes, right?
The time it takes to take care of 4 tanks and a hospital tank is a lot.
Yeah.
And it got to be a lot of work.
Yeah, my friend has just 2, and he's like, it takes 7 hours a week to deal with...
What?
Yeah, big fish. Yeah.
Anyway, that's absurd.
Love you guys. Love the
thank you.
Down.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling, man. Thanks very much. What were you saying about your dogs? Now, you were telling me off
the
air.
I had to get rid of them. See, this is what you should do, but it was very, very painful. I had a golden retriever and a German shepherd.
Right.
And they were outside dogs.
Right.
And at the time, I had pretty bad back pain.
Right.
So they were pretty strong, and they would fight, but it would hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't go outside.
Right.
And then they were just outside.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
And I wasn't taking care of them.
Right.
So I had to give them away.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, it really sucked. But it was best. It sucked for me. It was the best for them.
No, you know, if you can't take care of them, you should definitely try to get someone that can.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. How many pets did you have at one time?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about the highest number of pets you had. KLOS.
I had about 20 tanks, and I raised Siamese fighting fish, believe it or not,
wow.
When I was young. But right now, I 3 years ago moved into rented a room in a house in East Valley, and I noticed in the front there was like a half dozen cats that didn't seem like anybody was feeding. I asked all the neighbors, are these your cats? Nobody copped to it. So I started feeding them.
Were they feral?
They were
nobody's pets. They were feral?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I wound up 6 became 12 became...
That's what happens. Yeah.
In the next 2 years, I've gotten 26 cats fixed.
Wow.
I have currently 17 that I feed in the front yard, 5 that I feed in the backyard, and 2 that live in the house with me.
Man, so if you ever run out of food, cats. You are in trouble.
Yeah, they will eat you quick, man.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I'm just pulling up to Walmart right now to get my supply for the next couple days.
You stay safe, man.
Get a lot of it, and good luck.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS. How many pets did you have at one time?
4 dogs and 1 pot-belly pig.
Oh, pot-belly pig.
All right.
What was his name?
Yeah. Well, her name is... Pig Tunia.
Yeah. You know, pigs always have interesting names. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. How many pets did you have at one time?
Hey, I only had 1.
1?
Wow.
Loser!
Yep.
And what was it?
It was a cat.
Well, thanks for staying on topic.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Some of that synthesizer sounds like Star Trek music to me for some reason, like old school 60s Star Trek music. I don't know why.
I can see that.
Muse.
I can see that. Yesterday we told you about a Louis Vuitton handbag.
I don't know you're pronouncing it right. Let's let our friend from CNN, Jenny, pronounce it for us.
This Louis Vuitton airplane bag sells...
There you go. That's how you say it.
Louis Vuitton. The important part is it looks like an airplane.
That's so ridiculous.
And it costs $39,000.
That seems like a good idea, yeah. $39,000?
So we do have a spokesman for Louis Vuitton.
Oh,
on the Heineken 00 hotline, and I think it's Magnus. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Magnus Hummelgaard.
Yes, that is me, Magnus Hummelgaard from Louis Vuitton.
That's how you pronounce it.
How are you supposed to pronounce that? Is that right?
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll feel dumb saying it that way, but we will, and you're on.
Absolutely, 100%.
So,
thank you.
So you're selling this for $39,000.
Yes, it's an amazing piece of haute couture fashion. It's amazing. From Virgil Abloh.
From what?
Louis...
The designer's name, Virgil Abloh, is the designer for the men's fashions in Louis Vuitton.
Right. So he came
Virgil
up with...
Virgil Abloh. We always say, you want to give the best, give Virgil Abloh.
So he's the one that came up with the idea. The 39,000...
Yes, he's in charge of everything. He has come up with so many good things. He has signed BTS to be spokesmen for us.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and it's so nice to give a nice Korean lesbian girls like that a chance, I think.
I'm not sure.
I didn't know that.
I thought something else as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you really trying to sell these at $39,000?
Yes, of course. It's so whimsical. Everyone loves it.
It's in shape of a plant.
We also did a previous bag, which was the shape of a carrot. It was hilarious.
How much was that one?
It's true. I think it was $27,000.
Well, that's a bargain.
What makes this airplane bag worth $39,000?
Because it's so whimsical, it looks just like an airplane.
Right. Understood.
Isn't that hilarious?
I mean, yes, but you can get hilarious for $49.99.
Not like this. Not with Louis Vuitton leather with the monogram pattern on it. It's so sensual and sexy and also hilarious.
It's an odd combination.
It's just the first of a line of many whimsical bags that Retro Blow is working on.
Oh, what else?
What are some of the other ones?
He's got a brand new Louis Vuitton gym bag that you will love.
Okay. And what is that? Just the
$35,000.
$95,000?
Yes, $95,000.
Okay.
It's a gym bag. It's a life-size bag the size of Jim Gaffigan. It looks just like Jim Gaffigan.
All right, that's funny.
Yeah, and whimsical.
See, that try is so worth it. It's worth all the monies. We are making a knapsack.
A knapsack?
Yes. So when you want to take a nap, you put the bag over your head and you zip it up around your neck and you take a nap.
That seems like a bad plan. Have you tested that out?
Yes, it's lovely. It's airproof and soundproof.
How much is that going for?
Well, we haven't known. No one's survived to buy it yet.
We have $2,000 to give away with our 1 second of Nonstop Rock. This one's quite difficult.
It is. This one's a rough one.
But you'll win $2,000. We're going to play it quickly. It's just 1 second. Then you have to identify the song and be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. If you're caller 13, you can tell us the song title and the artist and win $2,000 to start your weekend off right.
So do that. Do it right now. Listen closely. Here it is. It does crack me up every time.
Same.
818-955-KLOS if you can identify that. So right after this little contest, Kevin, we're going to start our all-request fest.
That's correct.
It's going to be loud and insane, but first, let's give away some cash, shall we?
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of Nonstop Rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Cooper.
Cooper, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Hashtag fact.
Thanks, guys.
All right, do you have an idea what it is? We're going to play it for you one more time, but do you think you know it?
I think I have a slight idea.
If you do, it's amazing.
Yeah, this one's rough.
There's zero chance in a million years I would ever get this.
Oh, not a chance. No. I would never get this. But we're hoping for you, man, for that $2,000. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and you got it. Are you ready?
Thank you. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here it comes. I'm going to turn it way up. Here you go. What do you think that is?
Is it Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne?
It is not. Sorry, man.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Thanks for calling, though.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. So come Monday, it's going to be $2,500.
Between 3 and 4.
For that insane little bit of noise.
It's our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, is this Kevin the Struggle?
It is.
Yep.
Yeah, hey, Sluggo.
Yep.
I don't want to call you Sluggo. I'm looking through the window at you. Oh, dude. 4'5", 300 pounds. Yeah. Anyways.
That's right. Wait, you're looking in the window right now? Can you see this? Look here. Look at this.
Yeah. Just, a little
bit bigger. Hey!
Oh, my bad. Hey, anyways, I'm going to request a song, Lit It Up by Buck Cherry.
I lost some money on a flight to Vegas to that guy, the lead singer, Josh.
Oh, really? How? What?
Playing cards on the way to Vegas.
All right, Lit Up! KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and on Fridays between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi, can I request Rage Against the Machine?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Kevin is not on board.
What song?
I would like to hear Know Your Enemy.
Yes.
Who are you?
This is Amy.
We'll do it!
Okay, that would be so awesome.
Kevin says no.
We're going to play some Black Crowes right now, and we're going to give away tickets to see their show Shake Your Moneymaker.
Hell yeah. They're playing with Dirty Honey as well.
That's correct. At the Forum in Inglewood. That is August 19th. Tickets are on sale now. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
What are you calling for?
I'm calling about Black Crow tickets.
You want to go to the show?
I would go to the show. I've been to probably 18 Black Crow shows.
Nice. Well, you're going to be at 19 now.
Yeah, you're going for the 19th.
Yeah.
You win.
Yeah,
you win.
I mean, KLOS has turned me on to going at least four times.
Sweet.
Nice. All right.
I'd love to go.
We're your own Ticketmaster. Hey, and it's with Dirty Honey this time, which is awesome.
This is the first thing I've won in ages, man.
It's so weird to finally be giving away concert tickets again.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, exciting.
So middle of the request fest. You got something you want to hear? It doesn't matter what it is. If we can find it, 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, what can we do for you?
Holy crap, you hung up on me a minute ago.
Click dial tone. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Oh, Kevin and Sluggo are not here. Please leave a message.
Oh, please. You're killing me now. This is Sean. I won yesterday.
You won?
I won the 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
You have a request?
$1 million would be good, but I'll request a song. Deep Purple off the B-side, Pictures of Home.
Oh, nice. All right. So, congratulations on your cash. Well done.
I'm waiting on a phone call.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll call you.
Tomorrow during business hours.
Yeah. And here's your Deep Purple on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
That was for somebody. I had it written down. I don't know. You know who you are.
Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Might as well just guess.
Good idea.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Valley Girl by Frank Zappa.
That's an outrageous request, and I think we need to do it.
Who are you?
My name is Rob. I'm in Apple Valley, California.
Yeah, so it's sort of like the valley, but not like totally. Like, that's so bitchin'. I'm sure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Mm-hmm. When we play Valley Girl.
Yeah.
The boss just walked by the window and shaking his head no.
He's like, what the hell are you doing to my radio station?
He was very disappointed. It made me feel like a kid and he was dead. I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Boy, those are familiar words.
Heidi and Frank want you to roam wild.
Roam wild.
Run with the wind through your hair.
Wow, this is...
I'm adding to it. I don't
know. Oh, okay.
At Catalina Island.
Oh, nice.
You can visit 955klos.com/Catalina for your chance to win. It's a trip for two to stay during the fall, this fall, which is a great time. Round trip tickets on Catalina Express, one night stay at Hotel Metropole, dinner, couples massage, an eco zip line tour.
Nice hard slap in the face.
Tokens.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a slap in the face involved.
Well, forget it then.
Visit 955klos.com/Catalina.
And stick around for more requests coming up in moments. 818-955-KLOS. You got something you want to hear.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello. Turn down the radio.
Woo! Yeah! Turn that
hello?
Up! Hey! Turn it down! Hey. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Hey, this is Mr. Moss down here in Julian, California, outside of San Diego.
All right.
What's happening?
Is this Sluggo and Kevin?
Yes. What can we do for you?
Well, hell, I wanted to hear another AC/DC song, Sink the Pink, but now you're playing...
Yeah, we went and did Dirty Damn Deeds, Done Damn Dirt, Damn Cheap Dirt.
Right now, God damn it.
Do you have a backup request?
You guys play any Slayer?
The last time I saw Slayer, it was in Irvine Meadows. And
yeah.
I was in the pit, and I was saying hi to somebody that was in the front couple of rows, and I didn't see that the pit was going off. And just flattened me.
One
second I was waving, and the next second I was looking up at the stars.
Being stomped upon.
Nice. And how old were you then?
Oh, I was
102. You know. Good stuff from Corey Taylor. That is Samantha's Gone, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's our All Request Fest. It's also the KLOS We Can't Wait for Next Weekend.
Next weekend's a 3-day weekend.
Yes,
so
it is.
This one sort of pales in comparison. It's going to be giving out gas cards. We're doing that this weekend as well, but 3 days of party music, man.
Love it.
Next weekend. So enjoy your Can't Wait for Next Weekend with KLOS.
That is for K-Tet.
Sure.
I don't know how to say the name.
K-Tet.
Yes.
K-Tel.
That Foo Fighters, Bee Gees cover.
That's just so weird.
That was for you. That is the Foo Fighters,
very
yes.
bizarre.
It really
that
is.
That was a request online?
Yes,
you can always
on Twitter.
Yeah, you can always hit us, Kevin and Sluggo, at Kevin and Sluggo.
It's our old request fest. What do you want to hear?
Hi, can you guys play Motorhead?
Yeah, which one?
Either Overkill or Ace of Spades.
Who's this?
This is Nina from Colton.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
I would like to hear In My Dreams by Duncan.
You rocking like Duncan.
I love Duncan.
Yeah, I can definitely smoke some Duncan.
Yeah, play the whole album.
Okay. We'll hey, we
right,
could do that.
We'll get right to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Who are you?
My name is Richard.
Richard. So let it be written. So let it be done.
Okay, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo. How you guys doing?
We are good.
Aces.
Good, aces. You know the vibes.
Right? Well done. What can we play for you?
I was hoping to hear some Public Enemy and Anthrax, Bring the Noise.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That's a pretty great
that's
request.
That's a really good one. Who are you, sir?
This is Dano. I'm listening from Oregon.
95.5KLOS.com. Good for you, sir. Here's your request. Listen, any song with a cowbell, I'm down
bing,
with.
Bing, bing, bing. Hell
I'm
yeah.
Down with that.
Hell yeah. Orange County's Joyous Wolf taking on Mountain Mississippi Queen.
It is 95.5KLOS, Southern California's rock station. This has been our All Request Fest. This weekend is a we can't wait for next weekend.
Yeah, because it's going to be a 3-day weekend. So this weekend, well, it's nice and all. But, you know, whatever. Next weekend,
looking
we can't
forward
wait for
to next weekend.
Hell
yeah.
to the. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. What are you going to do, man?
Same. Probably.
Yeah.
See you Monday.
Yeah. All right, man. It was on this day in rock in 1967 when Jimi Hendrix signed with Reprise Records. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours took over the number one spot on the album charts in the U.S. Last album to hold that position, Eagles Hotel California. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when a thief broke into the Electric Lady Studios in New York City and stole 5 Hendrix gold records. And I'll be selling those on eBay a little later this afternoon.